Because you're anointed.
You about to make me run up here.
And you called to something. You called to a greater purpose than where you are right now. You're going somewhere. But you got to go through hell in order to get to your heaven on this earth. But that's all right. And it came to pass. Whatever you're going through, hang in there. And it came to pass because you're going to make it to the other side. Oh, it came to pass. So don't criticize me because you don't know me. Not only do you not know me, you don't understand my praise. I know you think it don't take all that, but if you knew where God brought me from, through the valley and the hill that he brought me from, then you'll understand about my praise. The reason why you don't understand my praise, because I wasn't praising you. You didn't bring me. I was giving a praise to God, the one that led me out of the darkness. I was giving him some praise. So no, you won't understand my praise. But that's all right. Because my praise was not to you. My praise was to God. I don't care if you don't understand it. I don't care if you don't like it. I don't care if I'm standing up in front of you and you can't see. I don't care if I'm sitting next to you and you are comfortable. I don't care. I came to give him some praise. And I've been through something. I owe him this praise. I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I owe him this praise this morning. Understand. Don't get offended when they start talking about you. Don't get offended when they start lying on you. That need to happen. That's the confirmation that you're on the right track. If you are nobody, ain't nobody talking about you. But if you somebody, somebody talking about you, they supposed to talk about you. They supposed to dislike you. They supposed to call you everything. But a child of God, you better go to your enemy and thank them for pointing out the North Star in your life to say, good Lord, I'm going in the right direction. Keep on talking. I like it when you do that. You set me up for a blessing. You position me to pray. You position me to receive what God has. Keep on talking. To 10 people. And I like what the Bible says about these 10 people. The Bible says the 10 said
they were
lepers.
They were.
I got stuck there. Because the Bible says they were. Listen to me.
They were.
Don't allow someone to identify you or to describe you by your situation and your circumstances. I found that incredible. The Bible says they were lepers. No. They're children of God. But the Bible says they were lepers. See, there are some folk that come in your life. And the first thing they see about you is not who you have the potential to be. They see the spots in your life. That's us. We're trained that way. So if we can see the spots in your life, I can bring you down to my level because I know all my dirt. But when you are a child of God, I don't mind leaving you where you are and say, can you help me just to step up? Don't stand on me. Can I step on you to come a little higher? I'm talking to somebody who's in a ditch this morning. Come on up a little higher. You gotta raise up above your situation, above your circumstance. Come on up. Come on up a little higher. Come on up a little higher. And the Bible declares, says, now they were lepers. Now, notice the Bible says they were something before they even moved. Because when God formed you, shaped you, created you, he knew where you were going. God doesn't look at you where you are. When God looks at us, understand this. If you are a born again believer, God can't see you. When God looks at you, he can't see you. Because all of the grace from the cross is all in the way. And when every time God has the ability to look at you and remind you of your sin, Jesus says, no, I covered that one on the cross. But you don't know me. And God is saying, but Jesus covered that on the cross. And now, if God knows you, and when God looks at you, he graced you, why are you concerned about what some old heathen say about you? They don't know you. See, sometimes people can look at who you are today, and you're shining today, but they don't know the stuff that had to be chipped away from you to get you where you are today. They don't know the hell that you've been through, and the chips and the cutting and the grind that you had to go through. If people really understood your story, they'll understand the glory that you give God. I own this praise because he brought me out of something. I gotta praise him. Ain't no rock or cloud for me. I owe him. I was unemployed and he delivered me. I was addicted and he delivered me. I owe him. I owe him. And listen, he went into a certain village. When he was in the certain village, he met 10 people, and the 10 people, the Bible described them as being lepers. And so Jesus says to them, go show yourself and ask. When you move, God moves. When you take a step of faith, he meets you right there. God is an ass God. As you step out and show your faith, he'll move right with you. There is nothing too hard for God. There is nothing impossible with God. If you just believe, if God say go, I don't care if there's a storm around the corner, you just take a step of faith and say, I may be in jeopardy, but I'm in Jesus right now. The wind may blow, but I'm in Jesus right now. The wheels may be behind, but I'm with Jesus right now. You may walk out, but I'm with Jesus right now. Walk out, I got a problem. But you walking out, that don't scare me, because that's happened to me before. I've had folks to walk out, and every time blood walk out, to walk in. Step away if you want to. And the truth of the matter is, there's a folk in your life you need them to step away, because you need somebody to be around you that's touching and agreeing. You've got some folk in your life, they need to get out. If I was you, I would do that. I didn't ask you what you would do. I gotta do what God told me to do. And what he told me to do this morning is give him some praise. I may be going through something, but give him some praise this morning. You may not see him tomorrow, but give him some praise this morning. The Bible declares, when you begin to praise God, God shows up. Just give him some praise. I don't care how bad it looks. Just give him some praise. I don't care what they say. Just give him some praise. I don't care about your situation or your circumstance. Give him some praise. Give him some praise. You know, I wish I had some Holy Ghost crazy folks in here that was crazy enough right now just to give him some praise. Something with you. The Bible declares it was 10. It says one turn around. He turned around, which is repentance. Just one. Millions didn't make it. But I was one of the ones who did. Millions didn't make it. But I was one. Y'all excuse me this morning for being personal, but you gotta make it in for yourself. I'm just talking about number one this morning. I'll pick you up later, but right now, I gotta give me. So I owe him this praise. I don't know about you, but I owe him this praise. Now watch this. The number 10 in the Bible represents a measurement of human responsibility. It's not your responsibility to praise him for me. That's mine, baby. And I find delight in giving some praise. Because I know he's a deliverer. I know he's a healer. I know he's a friend. I know he's a doctor. I know he's a banker. I'll give him some praise. I owe him this praise. Because I was the one that turned around. And God says, you are healed. You're made whole. Because the measurement of my responsibility is to him. I don't owe you nothing.
Nothing.
The Bible declares to owe no man nothing but to love. I owe you nothing. You remember I did that for you? I don't owe you nothing. And if you did it and your heart wasn't clean, thank you. I don't owe you nothing. And you keep looking. You're all confused. Because you don't understand why I'm praising God. You don't know where I've been. As a matter of fact, you need to close your eyes. You need to praise him too. You need to stop watching somebody else praise him. See, that's the problem. We come to church and we watching other folk get intimate with God. You better grab it for yourself. Because if you knew what God did for me, you were praising yourself. 20 years, Jeff, he put you in the military and he protected you. You owe him a praise. 20 years, man, he put you in the military. You owe him some praise. From you know what, and you owe him some praise. Yeah. Young man, you still here, you smiling in spite of the obstacles. You owe him some praise. Being a single parent, and folk don't understand how you doing, what you doing, you owe him some praise. When everything else is collapsing, but you still standing, you owe him some praise. When the doctor said you had cancer, they don't understand why your hair is short. But you can have a home. You owe him some praise. Come on, just praise.
I just want to thank you.
just want to thank you.